I mean, you don't meet him the same way John Wesley did or the same way I did. It's like the man I heard about who was sort of a terrible kind of a fellow, but he'd been to Sunday school and he'd heard the gospel, and he was out carousing late one night and fell in this dry well, way down in the well. You've heard that story? Well, he was down in there, and he was sick, and he was terrified. He was drunk, but he sobered up pretty quick. And he was cold, and he was afraid he was going to die. And he sat in that old well for all night long. And finally, he got to thinking and praying and repenting. And early in the next morning, the sun came up, and the sun began to sift its light down in that well. And he knew he was going to die, but he repented, and he received Christ as his Savior and trusted him for death or life or whatever happens. And then he began to sing, and somebody heard him singing and came over there and found him, pulled him out. And he was so joyous, he went around to everybody telling him, you gotta meet Jesus, you gotta repent of your sin. And they didn't pay him any attention. He'd found from being almost Christian to an altogether Christian. So you know what he did? He started getting everybody he could and taking them out in the middle of the night and throwing them down in that well. Said, now you stay down there. You stay down there till the Lord does for you what he did for me. Well, that's not the way it works. Everybody's going to meet Jesus in your own way. In your own way. But he's going to bring the love of God in your heart. And he's going to bring the love of your neighbors in your heart. And he's going to bring faith, not just with your mind, but with your heart and just trusting your whole soul to him. And he's going to bring joy. How about it? Are you ready for that? I am. And I want more of it.